Hey everyone, welcome back. It's the podcast. Chris Walker's words, my voice here right now today here in Bondi Beach. Sacred love, the honeymoon that lasts forever. Guys, it's good to be back. We're picking up on romance. Chapter 2 of Sacred Love. I hope you're having a beautiful day. Good, bad, in between, all that jazz. Sending my love to you. Here we are. Spreading more love with a bit of sacred love. Guys, every person reigns over the kingdom of their own. As the master of this kingdom, with control over your ego, you are able to live in full awareness and self-determination over the consciousness you bring to your relationship. You can become conscious of the effect of every move you make. Understand the ripples it creates among others. And therefore know that it is also what makes them happy. Every word we speak is important. Our life is not a random existence. By knowing how to direct our speech positively, how to express our words with clarity, how to communicate effectively with our movements, how to live with integrity between thought and action, we can hold a beautiful space. Every word we speak and every syllable we hear, it has an effect. For thousands of years, medicine relied on the concepts of sound to cure disease. So when someone speaks, thinks, or feels either badly or thankfully for another person, it reaches them consciously or unconsciously. Staying in love is a matter of creating a loving attitude as a way of being, a family culture. It is an inner component of your life. It is revealed in all that we do. Then, whether coupled in embrace, making the dinner, washing the dishes, or sitting in meditation, beauty is flowing. It is a loving attitude, a generosity of spirit that opens this gate. The four ingredients that bring romance to priority in a relationship are, you ready? Number one. Kindness, because it places the heart and the mind of others higher than your own. Number two, gentleness, because it raises the energy of the moment and allows the heart to open. Number three, care, because this is the gratitude that brings us present in the moment. And number four, contentment, because it is without struggle. Not trying, just a simple exchange. I'm going to go through the 1, 2, 3, 4s. It's kindness, number 1. 2, gentleness. 3, care. 4, contentment. Kindness is a gentle attitude. It is expressed in the way that we think, the way that we feel, speak, and act. There is a limitless scope to show this attitude, and no matter how much it is developed, it never is too much. It grows great dignity. One can never do too much. Gentleness will unlock any gate and find its way to any heart. It is the key. It is the key to progress. It implies generosity for all, but it also requires some sacrifice at times, and all those that have recognized to have been great in their time have also been gentle people, but never weak, never weak. They have never been softened, or rather, they've never softened their responsibility towards themselves or deluded themselves or others. Care is compassion. It brings at home and breeds at home, but expands and grows with people in work and social environments. It is in this growth that care retains its authenticity and its power. There are many people who act kindly in public, but they're cruel and mean at home. And what this reveals is that real care for others has not evolved from their real nature. Contentment is the true intention of love's existence. This is a wonderful intention for your life, and it is a vital part of your relationship. Your intention eventually becomes your reality, and this truly reflects the the qualities of your heart. It is not the meditation you do in the morning or the yoga class that you do after work, because these are just simply powerful points of connection. Your true heart is revealed by the way you sustain your practice during the day, through the amount of contentment you create in your relationships. This is the real part of your sacred relationship. And since the thoughts you have moment to moment add up to your relationship, this compounds year to year. It's going to be a short and sweet one here today. It's hot here in Bondi Beach. Got the sun on my back. It's gorgeous. I love these little points. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bam. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Until next time, guys, as always, ciao for now.